Well, this year's Ride for Hope is on again and once again proudly supported by 98.5. And the team of around 40 cyclists and support crew drove down to Albany on Saturday and spent basically this week cycling back to Perth, raising money for SimAids Girls Off the Streets and also Compassion Australia. Compassion WA's relationship manager, Rodney Olsen, is on the ride once again and joins me now. Good to be chatting with you, Rodney.
Oh, look, good to hear from you, Tim. Great to be chatting.
Now, although you arrived on Saturday, yesterday was actually the first day of riding, and that was from Albany to Cranbrook. How did everybody go?
Look, it was a bit of a tough day, 91 kilometres, and a lot of that is spent on Albany Highway, so it's busy with a lot of trucks, a lot of cars, and all the rest of it. And added to that, there was rain to start us off and a few showers throughout the day. Thankfully, it wasn't like it was on Sunday, because it was bucketing down the whole day. It did not stop. So we had some lighter showers yesterday, which we were thankful for. But, you know, it's just always great to see the courage of some people who are not really committed bike riders, but they're committed to their cause. And so they decide that they're going to do this. And just to see them out there just pushing and pushing, you know, almost to their limit. And, you know, to get everyone here safe and sound at Cranbrook last night, magnificent.
That is good news that everybody's safe and sound. Can I ask, how's the morale? Like, after day one, all of a sudden they're kind of like, you know, thrown into the fire, so to speak. Everybody's okay from that point of view? It wasn't like a bit of a rude awakening?
It sometimes is a bit of a rude awakening on that first day, Tim. But what you find is that, you know, people are still a bit nervous after that because that's their whole experience of this ride. Mm. But they'll find that from today on that the roads are a bit quieter because we're now on a different highway as we head up and today heading off to Katanning. And so they're going to find that riding is much more pleasurable. And so they're over that very busy day and they're going to enjoy their riding a whole lot more today.
Rodney, I know that this year's ride is the biggest. You've got around 40 people on the ride this year. That includes support crew, of course. Are there many people like yourself who've done the ride before and just wanted to come back and do it again?
It's interesting. Out of the 30 riders that we have, there are 19 brand new cyclists that haven't been on this ride before. But, of course, that means that there is 11 of us that have done it before. There are three of us riding and one person in our support team done it every year since it started through 98.5 6 years ago.
So, Rodney, 6 years down the track, what keeps you coming back?
Really, I love cycling, but the overriding thing is the causes that we've been raising funds for. And I have seen both SimAids work and Compassion's work in the field, and so I know the kind of difference that it makes. And so, you know, as we go to each town, I'm telling the stories of the difference that Compassion can make, and Kyron is telling people the difference that SimAid is making, and people are being inspired by that. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We've got to get their stories out so that they can have the assistance that they need.
Now, just tell us quickly, Rodney, the money that is raised specifically towards Compassion, how does that help you guys out?
What's going to happen with that money? We've specifically looked at a project that is providing water tanks for some communities in Kenya. Of course, we always work one-on-one with children, and that's through our child sponsorship. But when those children aren't able to achieve their outcomes due to problems with health or problems with water or whatever, then we come in with what's called a critical intervention. And that's where we raise money separately and say, okay, we want these children who are being sponsored to have the best available water. And so we're putting water tanks into a number of communities there in Kenya. And so it's actually going to benefit the whole communities there.
All right. Now, if you would like to find out a bit more about the ride or get behind what the guys are doing and show your support, rideforhope.me is the website to get to. Been chatting with Compassion WA's relationship manager, Rodney Olsen. It is the Ride for Hope once again. Today, they're off to Katanning. Rodney, safe journey to Katanning, mate. We'll talk to you again soon. All the best.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see a bunch of people when we ride into Perth at Thornley Christian College this Saturday. Be there at 3:30. The riders should arrive around 4. Thanks, Tim.